I'm Carolyn Washburn with Utah State University Extension as an extension educator in the Washington County office.
And tell me a little bit about this new website and why you decided to do something with wildfires.
Well, Utah State University has always been concerned with helping families be prepared for all types of aspects in their life. And as the wildfire season hit so strongly this summer, we just felt that we wanted to put some materials that were together all in one spot that could provide families and individuals with resources on better preparing themselves for wildfire and prevention, ways to clean up after it, and just put together some information and resources that we have.
So if I were to go to this website, what might I find?
You would find, first of all, some prevention, which is what we want people to deal with the very most, is when they can prevent wildfires and they can prepare their homes so that a wildfire will not be as destructive. That's the very first thing you will find there with FireWise. But then in the event that you're going to need to have additional information if the wildfire does occur, you will find information on how to stay safe to avoid getting caught in a wildfire, clean up from a wildfire, which is very discouraging for people as they come back home after a wildfire, and where to begin. This website gives them ideas on how to start to clean up the soot, the ash, what type of food would still be safe in their homes, what to throw away, how to clean up fire retardant, and the concerns on fire retardant if that has been used on their property. So these are just some of the resources that are there on the website. It also has a good little section on smoke, because oftentimes when people are traveling throughout a state and they come into an area that does have heavy smoke, it gives them a little bit of information and resources on when should I be concerned about it, when is smoke too thick for me to be breathing or driving through. And so there is a section on wildfire smoke also. And when smoke starts to become a danger to your lungs, and when is it still okay to breathe it and drive on through. So those are resources that are there, and we hope they'll be helpful to our Utah families.